Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, and plans are advancing for a new athletics complex in Hamm to replace the Stade José Bartel, with completion targeted for the end of 2028, ahead of the Games of the Small States. The City Council is set to vote on the second phase before Christmas. The project, estimated at around €140 million, will include two athletic stadiums and later add two football pitches and a sports hall. 10 new petitions are now open for signatures on the Chamber's website until the 7th of January. Proposals include tax relief on rent, opening a Luxembourg embassy in Ukraine, introducing night shifts for home care services, and harmonising motorway speed limits with Germany, potentially allowing speeds above the current 130 kilometres an hour limit. 5,500 signatures are needed to trigger a Chamber debate. Luxembourg could introduce a master's degree in medicine by the 2029-30 academic year if legislation is approved, Higher Education Minister Stéphanie Aubertin told RTL yesterday. Luxembourg faces a doctor shortage and students currently must go abroad for master's studies, with many choosing to remain in those countries. In other news, two National Guard soldiers have been shot and critically wounded near the White House. President Trump called it an act of terror by an Afghan man who arrived during the 2021 evacuations. Trump has halted all Afghan immigration processing. The death toll from a huge blaze that ripped through a Hong Kong housing estate has risen to 55. Fire service officials told a news conference that 51 died at the scene, while 4 people died in hospital. France's highest court has upheld former President Nicolas Sarkozy's conviction for illegal campaign financing in his failed 2012 re-election bid. The court ruled he is definitely guilty of spending nearly double the permitted €22.5 million limit. He faces a 6-month sentence with an electronic tag. And America celebrates Thanksgiving today. New York's Macy's Parade features giant balloons and floats, whilst Native American groups hold a National Day of Mourning in Massachusetts. President Trump will speak to US service members from Mar-a-Lago later. Moving to sports, and in Formula One, Max Verstappen is seeking a hat-trick of Qatar Grand Prix wins this weekend, but is trailing McLaren's Lando Norris by 24 points with 2 races remaining. Norris needs just 2-point advantage to claim his first Formula One World Championship on Sunday. And in rugby, Luxembourg's men's rugby team has named a 26-man squad for their upcoming fixture against Estonia in the Rugby Europe Conference. 4 potential new caps have been included after impressive club performances. Luxembourg won their opener against Norway, while Estonia will be looking to make amends from their first game where they lost to Finland. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
After a misty start, we're in for a cold and cloudy day with 0 chance of sunshine. But the mist will lift as the day progresses, giving way to clearer, though still grey skies. Expect some light afternoon drizzle and maybe even a chance of icy drizzle, with highs of only 1 to 3 degrees.